The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross. Some crimes are so outrageous that there seems to be no penalty extreme enough.
Every time I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. I stole your life, JC.
The attorney for one of the people who stole 18 years from an 11-year-old girl who was just walking to her school bus. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Philip and Nancy Garrido, the couple who snatched 11-year-old J.C. Dugard as she walked toward her school bus in 1991 and kept her as their slave for 18 years, will spend the rest of their lives in prison. The actual sentence, in Philip's case, was 431 years, which I suppose means that after his body dies, they'll keep his soul there. And that may sound absurd, but not to Allison Jacobs, the police officer who finally discovered J.C. in 2009.
Everyone's lives, even my own, has been affected by this man. So no, I don't think three life sentences is enough.
J.C. Dugard herself was not at the sentencing, but her mother read her statement calling Philip Garrido a liar and his wife evil and hoping they would have as many sleepless nights as she did. Not only was she confined to a backyard shed for the first year and a half, Philip Garrido would stun her with a taser to keep her there. Later, she was raped and now lives with the two daughters she bore as a result. 22 months after her rescue, J.C. Dugard says she is doing well now, putting together a life. As for Nancy Garrido, who let it all happen, the attorney who defended her says her apology was genuine and that she was the one that pushed for the plea deal that kept J.C. and her children from having to go through a trial.
I've represented hundreds of evil people, and I'm firm in my conviction that she is genuinely remorseful.
So J.C. didn't testify, but she will get to tell her story. Her memoir comes out next month. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, June 3rd, 2011.